Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hello everybody. We have some technical difficulties with the show. Just trying to get things back up and running. It was a Blog Talk issue. And just give us a minute. Look like we might be on. I don't know if anybody can hear me, I think. Hold on. Hey, Bandy, can you hear me? Bandy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Okay, okay. Hold on. We're trying to get back up. We had some technical problems with Blog Talk, and we couldn't get it up. And it just finally got up. So just hang on for a minute. I'm trying to get this straight. Just hang on.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hey, good evening, race fans. I want to apologize to everybody. We had some technical difficulties here tonight with the Blog Talk issue. I'm just going to start with race. Hang on. Okay, Sarah, you out there?
Yeah, Tracy, I'm here.
Got it.
I've got the board.
Okay. What are we going to talk about? Let's just get started talking about some what's coming up, upcoming events. If anybody have any upcoming events, they can push the one button, and if we can get them on and talk about the upcoming events for tonight. You got an upcoming event you want to come on and share with Grudge World? Hey, feel free to do so. While I'm talking, let me just give Grudge World some insight on what we got going on here coming up. And everybody knows we've been talking about it. It's been going spreading across the world. After July 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina, World Grudge National, sponsored by Grudge Inc. This is going to be a big event. First time this event's been put on. This magnitude, where we're trying to get all the players in the house. You're going to make some action. So, you're hanging out with us. We're going to do what we do. We have a great show coming up for everybody that can make it. on out. One great set. Top end going in. A lot of talk been going on. Make your plan. July 5th and 6th. Rocking out. I heard somebody mention on one of the boards down here about some other cars wasn't going to be there, who's going to be there. But just to let people know, there's a lot of folks in the grudge racing world and a lot of big names going to be there, a lot of action. We got people from around here. Tommy Dog Racing, Showed Off Racing Team, Batman Racing Team, Matt Jones, Jeff and High, with Jeff Racing Team, Roy James and Twin, Motion Racing, Tree Man, him out of Houston, Texas, Mr. Five Speed, Big Claw, Mississippi. You also got folks out north. You got the Old Jacks, you got the Dog Team, you got the Tony Wrights, you got the Tony Bynes, you got the Bounty Hunter, you got the Chop Top, you got the Baldies from Florida, you know, Chi-Town Bitch from Chicago, hey man, Short Dog, Big Sexy, Purple Rain. Yes, and the list goes on. There's a lot of folks going to the World Grudge National. It's going to be one big event. So, hey, you're in for a treat. It's going to be a great show. Texas is going to go down there. Going to stand up, try to show out, do what we do on a big stage. Sharon, anybody got their hand up, want to come on and talk about upcoming event? They got some action they want to make. We can get to talk about some of the stuff, what we're going to talk about tonight. Man, if anybody, let me give them a chance. Push the one button. What we got, Sharon?
We've got a few hands up right now. Let me ask you real quick. The show is about 30 minutes behind. Do you want to just skip the tech tip with Ernie today, or do you want me to go ahead and try to get Ernie?
We'll skip the tech tip today, but let me say this. Something I did see on the internet about another fallen racer. Can't call the name right off the top of my head. I saw on Hot Rod Gossip, man, that passed away, and they called him Dougie. He was a racer, man. So, you know, we never want to forget people. We want to keep them in our hearts and their families and prayers and stuff like that. So, hey, even though we're running behind, man, we don't want to leave this out. And we can all just take a moment of silence for Big Dougie, I'm the guy up in the Houston area who passed away. Thank you, everybody. For the ones who know the fellow and family, please let all our condolences go out to those folks. Okay, Sharon, let's go to your line and see what people got to say about they got upcoming race, event, or something on their mind before we talk about what we're going to talk about tonight. They got an upcoming event, or they had a race, or they're trying to lock in.
Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Drake? What's happening, man? What's up, Grudge?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I see y'all having a little problem, man, but it's all right, man. I think people are hanging on, man, because they want to do some talking. I think everybody's excited about what's going to go on, what's going down, man. Question is, like I said, we had some good Grudge racing down here in Dallas, Texas, man, at Kennedale, man. We had a little Grudge show, you know, it was me, Flat. Kenny Duke and Game Over. And Game Over, he was victorious over Kenny Duke. And Slack was victorious over me, Batman. Like I said, man, it was a good, we had a good show. We all had a good time that day, man. We brought a bunch of good grudge racing to the Dallas area, man. A lot of people came out and checked us out, man. And, hey, man, one thing I can say, man, we do some grudge down here in Dallas, Texas. You know, I tell people, and we're grudge against each other down here. We're with each other, man. And I wanted to, man. I saw on the Hot Rod Gossip that O'Byrne, man, and Matt Jones, I think they've been talking at it each. But make a long story short on that one, man. You know, yeah. My thing is this: I heard Matt Jones wanted him to put up the belt. You know, down that way. My thing is this: is, you know, for so many years, you know, they said how tough they is down there. You know, sound like they're backpedaling. I understand that Birdman got some locked in racing tonight finally, but I don't know what took so long, man. Like I said, you know, I don't think they ever seen a guy call. They just be here and talk. So obviously they must be afraid. They must be afraid of them jump up. But my thing is, I tell all of us, man, in Texas, man, if we're gonna race, man, let's race in our own state, man. We ain't gotta go out of, we ain't gotta go thousands of miles. We're gonna race in third state, put a show on for them, and we have to try to get them down here for the longest. So, you know, my thing is, after Matt Jones, Birdman, all that, man, you're gonna sit down here in Texas, man. Don't do it down there, man.
Yeah, man, that's what we're trying to do, but, you know, I think we kind of might have it under control. You never know where it's going to go when people get fired up, but like you say, we did. And that's going to lead us into what some of the stuff I want to talk about tonight, man, on tonight's topic. Everybody's been looking on the board. Man, there's been a lot of stuff going back and forth on the board about the Birdman situation, the Matt Jones situation, the back half situation. And this is my take on it from the group, from the Grizz world, man. It's like this. We've been having issues trying to get people to lock in. We started out, Pro Stock Joe come down here to race in Houston, and when Birdman was winning, he was saying Birdman hadn't done shit. He was a fast car here in Texas, but he hadn't traveled. So he wasn't shit. There was cars out on the East Coast, back half cars, they'll bust Birdman's butt. So, hey, what? We come up with the World Grizz Nationals. Birdman want to go out there and want to show what he can do on a bigger stage, have a chance to travel across the country, meet some of these other guys who supposed to have some of these tough back-ass cars. Hey, man, if for some reason the state come up, these guys, they're reluctant to run a turbo car. You know, I understand about the turbo car, and I understand we always continue to always say any two cars can race. The guys claiming they got the baddest back-ass in the world, and all my deal was this. Hey, you got the baddest back half in the world. Let's say nitrous car. Because when you start ducking turbo cars, there's reason why people duck them, and I understand that, you know. But let's just put rid of the title of nitrous car. And just so that way, a person like Birdman, who's got a turbo car, I feel like he's being left out. So that conversation may be going back and forth. Somebody can use their mic. I hear some noise. That conversation been going back and forth, and it just kind of made me bring about a topic tonight, man, is this, you know, why is it with the Danish Grudge racing and people trying to make action, fans coming to see racing, they want to see great races. Down here in Texas, we have a few turbo cars, well, a few nitrous cars. You know, when we throw events, we try to let those guys play. We try to give them a place to race, and we let them in. It's different when you go across other states. They don't see it the same way. But when you talk about World Grudge Master, you're talking about racing from all over the world. One thing about this game, man, this game is getting bigger. And so, therefore, you know, I come to say, hey, man, maybe we need to have an extreme class. It's just like they do when they run the 28th and the 29th entire class. They don't have a problem letting those turbo cars and 28th and 29th or 4th cars run against nitrous cars when it comes to that. So, but as it gets a big tire cars and chassis cars, the story is different. Is it different because of size tie? That's what most people say. Hey, I can kind of agree. I understand you can hook them up. But all in all, when you're seeing the baddest of the bad, you know, hey, we probably would get more cars out that they turbo on floor. And them guys can be in a class and run against each other if you got some of these guys with some of these exotic cars that don't want to run against the turbo cars. We need to create a platform for all Grudge races and a venue to bring more action to the fans, man, where we can make this thing bigger and better across the United States. Because, hey, we have guys that are crossing over that grudge, that class race, like to come to some of these grudge races, and some of them have turbos, some of them have floors. But just think about it from the fan standpoint. If it's about making action, if we create an extreme class, which is what Grudge is aiming and trying to do and put belts out there for some of these guys, man, it'll make more action. Okay, so what? If the nicest cars don't run them, they would run themselves. At least it's something great for the game and good for the fans. So we just need to think about that, man, and let's talk about that. I like to get guys' opinion about that, what you think, because some nicest cars, big tire, chassis cars or back end cars tend to duck some of the turbo cars. I can understand, man, any two cars can race. People pick and choose. If they think it's a slow blower car, they'll run it. If they think it's a slow turbo car, they'll run it. But if they think it got any kind of pep to it, they'll duck it. We all do. We all pick and choose. not leave some of these guys out. Let's create a platform, get an extreme class, try to make these races bigger and better. Hey, I just kind of like to know what some of the folks like to say. We got some guys might want to make some lock-in. And we got Benny on here. We might want him to come in and talk about it. As everybody know who don't know, Benny did lock in with two East Coast cars. There were two guys stepped up, and Benny locked in last night. He locked in with the Purple Rain car out of Carolina. He locked in. Purple Rain is giving him the back top. Purple Rain is giving him the back top. Also, he locked in with a Big Sexy, a back ass car. And Benny is giving Big Sexy the back top. So he did get two lock in. So, hey man, so he's actually going out there. He actually got what he's looking for, which has some locked in racing. So, hey, we'll see what happens. We'll all be out there to support other cars. So, hey, just let's not forget about these guys because they got turbo cars, they got blower cars. These guys need it. They want to grow. We need to create a platform for them as well. Because all growers racing is all about action and giving the fans something to see. Hey, Sharon, you got it. We can go to the line. We can talk about this and see what people say. We might need to get some folks on from another part of the country who kind of think a little different. But you got to open your minds up. The way growers racing is going, spreading across the country, it ain't just the East Coast way. A lot of times they think they set the standard for how we should do things and everybody to follow suit. But I don't see it that way because different parts of the world, people do things and they're successful with it in the area. But when we get ready to go and do things on a bigger national level, we got to learn and we got to combine some of this. If there's some shootout, let's create a shootout for some of these turbo and blower cars to get in just as well as we have for these nitrous cars. Hey, Sharon, let's go to the line and see what some of the folks got to say.
Okay. I'm not sure if these people can hear me or not. I've screened a couple of calls and nobody responded. No, I'm in the screening room. 832-0328. Your mic is open. 832-0328. Your mic is open.
Maybe they're not listening.
Okay, 713-7458. Your mic is open.
That nigga sound like me, Dodie.
Hey, 713-7458. Your mic is open. Okay, let's try one more. DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Yes, how you guys doing tonight? I'm going to be as brief as possible because I am not a racer. However, I want to bring up a couple issues. First of all, I got a problem with Batman. This is my beef with Batman. Got love for you, Batman. Got love for you, man. You know you're my dog. But I want to know, how is it that you managed to get on the show before everybody else do? That was my first grudge with you.
I'm gonna
let Batman answer that question because I don't know if he sleeps. I don't know if he's getting his sleep. I don't know if he's living in New York where everybody get the phone calls in. I don't know if he got a straight connection to you. I just want to know how he do it so I can be down.
Well, you know, I asked him for you. Won't you get on that 30 minutes before?
Because I get on 30
minutes before and stay on the line.
Now,
if you
can
get
on
though.
You know, hey, man, you know I'm a rag on you for a minute, man, because, you know, I'm just like, I'm like, how the heck do this guy get it? I mean, I don't get it. I'm like, man, how do you do this shit? But y'all, you and Tom Dog got some hood stuff, or what's the deal? How you able to do that?
Maybe I'm a little bit more serious than a lot of other people here.
Uh-oh. Now, you don't want to, like, you already created nemesis for yourself now. You don't want too many people hating on you now. Not too many. It's okay to have a few people hating on you, but they're not too many. you know, there's a lot of people out there hating on you, Batman. You know what I'm saying? You're afraid of the
hey, for you. All that really admire me. They just don't want to tell me.
Hey, man, all jokes aside, here's what I really wanted to talk to you guys about, man. I've been hearing about, well, first of all, I commend you, Atomic Dog, for going over there and speaking up for the Texas Grudge Racers. You know, it has come to a point, now everybody want to come out with the rule book. From my understanding of what people taught me about the Grudge game, and I'm a newbie into this, my understanding was you run what you bring. Now the Birdman kicking everybody ass, and most no folk up north. I ain't afraid to see it, because y'all come on down, drop your ass from down in Texas, we'll show you something. If you're that eager, y'all got all this power and all these different kind of cars up in New York and North Carolina and all this other shit, come on down to Texas, man. We'll show you all some Southern hospitality. We'll feed you. We'll give y'all some la-la. You know what I'm saying? We'll hook you up. We might even give you a place to stay if you don't steal. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got to, you know, we look out for the Northerners. I'm a Northerner. They look out, you know, they look at me and, you know, thinking I got something up my sleeve. But all jokes aside, man, I want to commend you, Atomic Dog, for sticking up. I listened to the whole three-hour show, and it was a very interesting show. It even took you to a point where you got out of character. I've never seen you ever get out of character to the point where names were being called. You know, names that we don't need to call each other. You dig what I'm saying? That's not true. I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But I look at you from a different correspondent view. You know, you're a real correspondent in this business, and you're a promoter and you're a racer. So I have to commend you on that. But, you know, Pro Stock Joe got a big-ass name. He got a big-ass motherfucking mouth. And I'm the one that interviewed him while he was in the middle of that gun-bumping shit about Birdman this and Birdman that. I interviewed you, Mr. Pro Stock Joe. This is DJ Madhouse. Yeah, from the archives of the basement, son. I'm calling you out because I interviewed you. In fact, I was the only one who ever interviewed you like that. And you said specifically that Birdman don't travel. That's not true, my friend. Now that he wants to go up to the Rock, they told him no. So my thing is this. Is this a real fake-ass races up at the Rock? Is this a real fake-ass Grudge races up there at the Rock? Because my thing is, I was told that you run what you bring. I want anybody out there, and I hope you keep my mic open, because I got some more questions, and ain't going to be that many. I want somebody to respond to that. Somebody from the North. I want somebody from up North. Somebody from New York. Somebody from the Detroit. Somebody from Ohio. Somebody from Rockingham. I want somebody to tap in on that. Why isn't it that this guy can't? How come he can't run? Why he can't run?
Yeah, I understand that, man. If you listen to this show and just what you speak about getting out of character, it's not such a get out of character, it's just what's in you. And I've been dealing with these guys from the East Coast for a minute now. I know how they are. I know the game. You got to remember, this is Grudge Racing. This is smack talk. People going to be trying to do stuff to get under your skin. At the same time, I do stuff to get up under their skin. You just got to know, you know, it's not personal. It's just people trying to get up under each other's skin and get them to do something stupid or not do something stupid. I know that those guys on the East Coast, they will try their best to dominate you in any way that they can, because they want to
cheat you. You cross the line. You cross the line as a correspondent. It's your responsibility.
Let me explain something to you about Grudge Racing and crossing a line. You know, it's like this. I might say something to a certain person that I wouldn't say to other people. With me and Pro Stock Joe, we go in like that. It ain't personal to where we want to get into an altercation. We know what we're doing. So we know how we can communicate. We know how we're trying to rub each other. So it's not to the level, man, it's smack talk in this game. It's just, you know,
yeah,
I don't
know
do
that,
it.
There should be guidelines to smack talk. Just like there's guidelines to Grudge Racing. Now, the rules didn't come out.
Let me tell you something. Don't tell me. There ain't no rules in Grudge Racing. People try to make stipulations in Grudge Racing. But I'm going to tell you, like I heard you say, you don't know much about the Grudge game. man, guys will say anything that they think they need to say to get in your head. You have to know how to deal with it. You have to know how to handle it. Because if you're not, if they think you weak and faint, they'll try to eat you alive. They'll try to put you in position to get that big advantage of you.
Let me ask you this tough question. And this is real talk. I respect you, Atomic Dog, and I'm going to continue to do that because you are the truth. However, how do you respond to this? You say you got to have thick skin. You got to be prepared for, you know, people going to say anything they can to you to get up under your skin. So here's my question to you. How do you respond to a grudge event, the World National event? That means WORL. That's everybody and no one excluded. How could they exclude a back half grudge car? It's not a back half Trump car. It's a grudge car. Grudge is grudge. That's exactly what it is. So how could they exclude him? Is it because they're afraid that he's going to win all that money up there? Is it because they ain't got enough money and they know he's going to win most of it and it makes you about $10,000 or $15,000 left over and it ain't enough to share amongst 100 other drivers? What's the real truth, though, Tommy Dog? I mean, don't sugarcoat it. I heard you on that show, and I heard you say some words I never, ever thought I would ever hear you say. I mean, it got to the point that I think, I mean, you said there wasn't going to be no lick drawn, man. But I want you to tell everybody the link right now so people can go back and be independent and listen to what you're saying and listen to what Postdoc Joe is saying. He got out of character with you, bro. And there's a line that you should not cross. I know, I put it like this here. I don't think that you will cross the line with Roy James. I don't think that you will cross the line with Atomic, with Alley Cat. I don't think that you will cross the line with any of those guys because those are the guys that's going to still feed you at the end of the day. No matter how much you don't like them, what you don't like about their race or whatever it is, but at the end of the day, there's a certain line you can cross. Mr. Atomic Dog, I need you to address that.
Let me explain something to you, and I gotta keep going back to when you say you don't know much about the grudge game. Man,
okay.
I've been in the grudge game for over 33 years. Now, people don't get put in situations. You got to know how to handle yourself. Everybody that you deal with in the grudge game, you're not going to be a gentleman, so to speak, with. You just got to understand it. When it got to deal with me and Pro Star Joe, we know what we're doing. Some folks on the outside might not know what we're doing. We are two promoters with different views on a different subject, and he's strong-headed about his way, and I'm strong-headed about my way. But we have one common goal, the World Grudge National. We've been in it. But you got to speak your sense. I'm from Texas. They from the East Coast. We going to do this race on the East Coast. They want to try to have all the advantage they can get, and they are not used to running big tire or chassis cars when it comes to turbos or blowers. Now, this way we do. Just Madison Flack was on the show. He changed his position, and he said, if we bring another board car, he'll run it. So it's not that they won't run a turbo or a blower car. They pick and choose.
What's the difference between the two?
Birdman done put himself out there on a national scene with that back half, and he got them twins riding, and they respect it. They respect it because they know he's riding. Now, you take somebody else up there, it's just like, you see, 901 Bad Boys came down here. They run Suitcase. He had a turbo car. You see, Suitcase loves to race. He's going to race.
I was going to say that's where you distinguish the difference because Suitcase will race inside.
That's what I'm trying to show you. Suitcase was his car, and also, I don't know the general name, Roy James B. Rich Brewer car. See, they look at that turbo and that brewer not in the same caliber as what Birdman is. See, Birdman done proved himself because he done knocked off the champion that holds the national belt for the fastest backhand in the world, and that is the Hyde car. They know he done knocked off the Hyde car. They see he done got away from Tree Man, which is a pro model car. They're not looking, you know, hey, Tree Man's car probably didn't run his best a few times, and the Birdman car got away. All they seeing is that twin car got away from a pro model car. So the respect thing is there. So they don't want, they feel like they want to give up their game and run him and get knocked off because of pride, and they feel like, hey, if we beat him, they don't have no more action on the East Coast. That's the thinking. I understand that. But when it's the World Brothers National, and we're trying to make action, and we're talking about the best of the best, you know, they're always talking about the fastest car don't always win. Somebody got to step up and take a chance.
Well, the Commodore not to step on nobody's toes.
And he's going that way. So, you know.
Well, not to step on nobody's toes, Atomic Dog. You said something just a moment ago. You said that the world national is to put the world, you know, put them out there. Everybody wants to see the top racers in the world race. I'm still saying this here. They have left it short. They have left it short. Most anticipated racer of the year, Birdman. Everybody wants to see that man get his ass beat. You see what I'm saying? Everybody wants to see that. And if you ask me, this is just me. I'm the only one in the world still this way. But he is the top racer. Why would you want the top racer there so somebody can knock his ass off?
Well, they mm-hmm. want to knock him off, but then at the same time, they have a respect for him. And they say they're not scared, personally. You know.
There you go. There you go. Go ahead. That's what I want to hear. Go ahead. That's what I want to hear.
I think they're scared. Now, you do have an East Coast racer that's saying he's going to come to Texas, which is a shadow, and saying he's going to outrun Birdman. He said he's going to come to Texas, and he's going to give it all he can handle. So, you know, someone may not be a disadvantage, but the one that's going to be a disadvantage, that little shot.
You're talking about something that could possibly happen. Rockingham is going to happen next week. It's not going to. The only thing that's going to stop the Rock is some water. That's going to happen. And guess what? They predict in clear skies. So I hear what you're saying. I respect you, my brother. I respect Pro Star Joe. I respect everybody out there in the Grudge game. However, you are doing an injustice to the Grudge Society, Federation, world, whatever you want to call y'all, you know, whatever clique is called. At the end of the day, they're not letting the best car in the United States run because of a few stipulations. And as far as I'm concerned, if you ask me, it's all about money. And I could be wrong. I am a newbie in this, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it again. I am not a racer, dude. I'm a person that sits behind the camera that see a lot more shit than most drivers do.
No, it's not about the money, man. It's really not about the money because those guys out there, they'll bet the money. It's just the fact that they, at this way, like I say, Birdman running all the events around here and he's trying to get racing. At that way, they're not used to it, so they just don't want to jump out there. I think some of them, in some ways, I think they're ducking. But, hey, he's going out there. He's just a big. He's running. He's running one of the top cars out there, but he uses the back tire. So,
all right, last question I want to ask you, then I'm going to send it down. I'm going to continue to listen to the show, and I'll pop back in when y'all do the last final topics or whatever y'all going to do. Real quickly, I want to know what's your personal take on him not being able to race out there. And be straight up, man. Everybody know you.
He's racing.
What's your personal take on it? I know you went to bat for him. I know you was on the phone with them people for hours and days in, but here's your opportunity to tell the world why you stood up for Birdman and how do you feel about the injustice about it.
Let me explain to you like that. I stood up for Texas. Let's not get it confused. I'm from Texas. I stood up for Texas. I know how those guys are. They feel like we separate. They feel like, hey, man, they the leaders of the drug gang. Anybody else is second. They got to fall in line. I don't think like that. I'm always standing up for Texas, and I'm also, I know we got a lot of good callers. I think they got to change some of their mindset, and they got to welcome all growers races. I'm not saying all of them, the big tire cars or the chat cars, go run a turbo car. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's coming to a time where spectators want to see action. They want to see great races. Just like they have a form for shootouts with these nitrous cars, it's time coming to where, hey, we can have a feel for extreme for some of these turbo and blow cars who like to cross over and come to Grudge events and run each other and make action for the fans. That's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to open it up and saying because it happens here in Texas. Every race around here in Texas, we got a few turbo cars. So I speak for Texas when I do it, so I'm always stand up for Texas. I'm not going to let nobody pump me out in no situation from Texas and try to make me go today's way because I see things a little bit different. You know, I'm looking
well,
at the future.
I went through those turbos
traveling these days, and everybody that travels these days, no one sits like me. All these cars are different. I don't care if you got the top of the notch. You take the truck or the high car. Those are some of the finest back-end cars in the country. But they run in some other back-end cars. It's not as fine, but they're all in the same category because they back-end or because they're nitrous. So what I'm saying, none of us is going to sit like me. It's going to always be somebody who had advantage. Some of them guys got big old 5.3 motors. Yeah, they'll jump on guys with 632s or 706s just because they have backhand. There's nobody going to be equal, but they get up there and try to race. So when it comes to turbo and blower cars, hey, let's create a platform to where some of these guys can come across and hey, put on shootouts and fans can see good races. If you don't feel like you're good enough to roll with them, you don't roll with them. And guess what? We may have 4 or 6 turbo blower cars to come out and grow with each other, too. They make more action. I'm just looking at it and trying to make more action in the Grudge racing across the United States, and I'm just going to continue to be a big boy, protected, and not going to back down to them guys just because we got turbo blower cars. We're going to keep doing it. But let's go to the line and see what other folks got to say. I want to hear from some other folks. I don't want to take up all the time. I want people to give their opinion because it's been a hot, hot subject for the last 7 days now, and it's for the ones who don't know it, who don't go on some of them other shows. It can get heated, like you say, DJ Madhouse. It can get heated, but you got to remember the mentality of people when you go to these shows. You got to be able to hang. You got to be able to hang.
Check this out, which real quickly, and I'm going to get off. Check this out. I only asked you that question because you and I had this conversation for hours, and I just wanted the world to know that you stood up for Texas races, especially Birdman. So these people aren't going to know our private conversation. I said that, and I set it up that way because I think it should be everybody should know that you stood up for the cat. That's all I was trying to say, Atomic Dog. I wasn't trying to create no mess or no shit like that. But at the end of the day, man, I feel that it's a real injustice, and I'm going to shut it down right now. Thank you for letting me come to the show. Thank you, Sharon. And Batman, you don't have to give me the secret on how you get in, though, bro, but you can call me later on that one. Thank you all.
Okay, man, let's go to the line, Sharon, see who we got, see who want to talk about this, what do they think about this when it comes to turbo and blow-up cars. You know, how do you feel? How do you think? Do you think that we should make a platform of what these guys can race? What do you think?
Ricky, your mic is open. Ricky, your mic is open.
Tracy, what's happening?
What's up, Ricky? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Just getting in. Now, I was going to say about that topic, just make a couple of quick points. You know, I think across the country, man, we expect other states to race the way we do. I guess I hit on the topic when me and Peanut went to Hattiesburg 1 year, and a lot of the other guys from on the East Coast, they were upset that they allowed blowers into the pro mod class. You know what I mean? And I'm like, dog, that's a pro mod. You know what I mean? We run nitrous, and they run pro. I mean, they run blowers, but down here in Texas, if you're a pro mod, you just got to line up with whoever you line up with, you know? And the game down here is called Get Like Me. You might not sit like me, but you got to get like me or just, you know, forever hold your peace, you know? So like Birdman said, he got beat a long time with that nitrous motor. He got tired of it. He went and got him a turbo, you know? So other states, I mean, they got to get with it and understand. Hell, Birdman, we knocked him off one time, and he came back and knocked us off. So, I mean, the guys can be beat. Not to say, you know, Birdman, but, I mean, you know, people with blowers and turbos can be beat. It's just, shit, you just got to be on your A game at all times when you line up with them, you know. So, you know, that's my main point is that, yeah, I think there should be some type of form for those guys to race because as you look at it, a lot of these people, yeah, they like the class race, but at the same time, class racing kind of takes away from the adrenaline rush that you get from talking shit and having to back it up. You know what I mean? So a lot of those guys, like, you know, they actually, a lot of them started grudge racing before they started class racing. You know what I mean? So I just think that it is fair to have some type of platform for the guys with turbos and blowers to race on. You know what I mean? I think an extreme belt is just the place for them. Because, I mean, if you look at Matt and Jeff, you know, that clique, honestly, I feel like they ain't got to bow down to no backhead, whether it's blower, turbo, whoever. You know what I mean? And they're nitrous. So, I mean, it is what it is on that level.
Yeah, I agree, man. Those cars are riding, man. All I'm saying is let's just not kick these guys out when we're going racing across the world. Let's create a platform where they can play. Okay, you may have four, six cars. You got two blowers and two turbos. Let's create a platform. How do you know they're not going to come? People are already trickling over. Let's just make sure we create a platform for them and where they can race. If you're a turbo, if you're a blower, not just cars, you don't want to run them, don't run them. But guess what? You might find two turbos or two blowers that might want to tangle. We create a platform for them. They got a belt called Extreme. They might want to get in. Some of these guys got these guys' cars sitting at home. They ain't fast enough to run the ADRL or the Quick 16, and they just sitting there. If you have a grudge event, if you have a belt or something like that for them, where they can come run their car and get in, hey, it's action. The fans like that. The races are like, you just create more and more. I'm not saying to stick them all in there. All the turbo, I mean, all the nicest cars not going to run them, but you can't have them run each other. They will come out. I believe you will see more of them come out.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, I agree with what you're saying exactly. It's just, you know, I think the guy that was just on, though, he did make a point. I mean, you didn't agree with it, but I think the biggest deal is a lot of the times you have some guys that won't race them because of the money. You know, the gamble might be out of whack. You know, they feel like, well, I really ain't on his level. I will run him, but I'm not about to gamble $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 when I know I really got the short end of the stick. But if it was $1,000 or $1,500 or even less, they'll do it all day. You know what I mean? So
hey,
I think the money does tie into it.
Ricky, that's the deal. See, he was thinking that it was the Birdman and the money deal was the turbo coil. It wasn't, because Birdman was putting it out there that he'll run for $1,000. So he wasn't at better. You know, he made it clear that it wasn't about betting high stakes. He just wanted to race.
Right.
So he got like
a
$1,000 apiece. Hell, Hyde wanted to lock him in for more money than that. So they see that, hey, no, he ain't trying to just come out here and dominate us and try to make money on us and bet high. He's running them for $1,000. Each car locked in $1,000 on $1,000.
Yeah,
so it wasn't.
I mean, I know Birdman. And that's the thing. I had a long talk with Birdman and the, you know, that whole crew. They're a bunch of good guys. They ain't really looking to bully people. They, you know, they say they'll run for $500. He don't have a problem with that. Because he said he felt like, hell, if I just lose $5,000 or $1,000, I can do it a few more times today. You know, but I don't know. But back to the topic, though, man, I think it would be a good idea to have an extreme belt. But, I mean, at the same time, what you will have is so many people with I guess that is so competitive nature, you're going to have guys with nitrous cars that say, you know what, I don't care, I'm going for that belt. Regardless of if it's extreme or whatever, I'm going for it. You know what I mean? They're just, and I think, again, that's good for the game.
You got a little money at it, you got a belt, you got a nitrous car, think that he can whoop that turbo, that blower car, you bet your butt off he's going to get over there and try to get in that class and try to get both of them. See, the deal is this. The nitrous car is fast enough, he can go to both classes. But that turbo, that blower car, he couldn't. So, you know, hey, I mean, you know, hey, I just don't want to, in grudge racing, I don't want to leave nobody out. These guys are in these cars, people buy what they buy. Yeah, I can tell you, some people buy small rocks, some people buy big rocks. Hey, they ain't all equal, but at times you see them race each other. So let's just create a platform where everybody can race. That goes to your line.
Yeah.
You know what other folks got to say, Ricky? Just hang on in there. Who we got
hey,
there?
Hey, Ricky.
Yo,
Tony, your mic is open.
They scared. Yeah, probably.
Tony, your mic is open.
Brother Tony.
We'll come back to Tony. I didn't open my mic.
Oh, it shows that your hand is up, Tony.
Oh, I'm just sitting here with your conversation. Sounds like a good one.
Come on, Tony. Since you're on here, you know you're vocal. I feel you posting on the internet. You know, you don't have no problem speaking your mind and your opinion. Share your opinion on the topic of what we're talking about. You know, I know sometimes you get caught up and you seem like you're pro East Coast, even though you're from Texas, but just sometimes when it come out your mouth, it seems like you side with them a lot, but I might be wrong, but that's my opinion about what I hear and what I read. So give us your thought on this turbo blower thing. I'm not saying to run each other all the time. I'm saying create a platform for where they can race to.
Well, my personal opinion, grudge racing is grudge racing. If you got a bad calf car, then run what you brung. I mean, you know, I don't know where the situation, you know, I do know the kind of a situation of the rules up there at East. I've been up there, and they don't like turbo cars running in their nitrous classes. But, you know, that's not grudge racing.
Watch this, Tony. You're right. You've been up there. Watch this. Now, I don't know if you were on the show. I'm just going to give you an example. They don't like turbo and blower cars, right? And they classes, right? We know
no,
that,
no,
right?
They don't. They don't like turbo. I haven't seen one in there yet, or a blower car.
Watch this. If you was on Pro Side Show the other night, why do you think he told Big Mo from Texas, bring King Arthur's orange blower car and we'll run it? Now, they don't like them. But they invited that one out there and was ready to lock it in.
Well, I feel if you got a bad cab car and you want a grudge race, either step up to the plate and grab the other lane or tell the guys you can't mess with him at this time.
Hold on, hey Tracy. I think they was picking at King Arthur's car because they realized, you know, that's not the same caliber of car as Birdman or Kenny Hubbard or any of the other boys that got back halves with blowers and turbos. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They'll pick and choose, you know. So, I mean, they're just real weak, man. Like Tony say, grudge racing is grudge racing. I don't give a damn if you show up with a jet. If it's in back half form, then shit, if I want to beat you and I think I'm the baddest in the world, then I got to see you, you know?
You got to give Jeff and Matt credit because they always knew Birdman was super fast. They still race him, and they still going to race him.
Yeah.
So when it comes to class racing, I mean, Birdman asked if he could run that fast. They said no. That should be the end of the subject.
Yeah, that was the end of the subject on that. But at the same time, they were trying to stick him all on chassis cars. That's where the problem came. They were trying to not send you, which he did lock in with one, but they were trying to stick him out there. Listen, this is a deal. All last year, when Birdman thing came up, and all this year when his thing come up, Birdman wasn't shit. He had his only fans in Texas. He hadn't came to the East Coast. Now when the opportunity comes, which car was the only car to step up and try to run his head up? That was
I personally think, you know, Birdman's got a big head, and I personally think there's a lot of cars down there in the East that can outrun him. And, you know, Birdman jumped up and raced Jackman Hyde. They're two of the fastest cars in the world right now, and beat them. I mean, then he raced a chassis car, where evidently that chassis car is not on all eight cylinders. But, you know, he jumped up and outran that guy. Now everybody seems to be scared of him. I believe when he gets down there to Rockingham, he's going to have more than he can shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I believe once they see it, but they're going to create one or a stream to allow people that do have turbo and do upload and grow it a chance to have a place to race also. So each state has a female.
When I mean, when they supposed to do this for the stream back ass belt or whatever? When they supposed to create a belt for that?
Yeah, they're going to create it. We're going to have a meeting about it. We'll have a meeting about it, and they're going to create a stream belt to where, you know, Turbo and Global can get in it. And if a Nitrous car want to get in, he can, but if you don't, he can't. That way, we won't leave no race out. They want to race and want to grow it. We won't leave them out. Right now, outside of Texas, if you ain't, you got to have a 28 or 29, then they don't leave you out. You got a 28 inside, 29 inside, oh, they can race all the time. Turbo, no matter you got a big block, small block turbo, you in. But if you got a big tire or a chassis car and you got it, you out. Except you in.
So, you saying, well, the belt is in Dallas, right?
No, the belt is in Dallas.
The national backhand belt is in Dallas.
It's in Dallas.
Yeah. It's in Dallas, right? Yeah, Trey?
Yeah, it's in Dallas, yeah. It's in Dallas.
Okay, but there ain't no such thing as an East Coast backhand belt and a West Coast backhand belt.
Well, actually, the national belt. The Matt Jones and Jeff got two belts right now. If I ain't mistaken, right, Tony? They got the Darlington, the state of South Carolina belt. Which not, they got that belt, and they got the grudgy, fastest back half in the world belt, and they said, we just made it at night. So.
You're correct.
But, I mean. Go ahead, Tree, my bad.
No, I was just trying to find out. I mean, I'm wondering when did they come up with putting the stipulations on the belt?
We voted the belt on the hand. We voted the belt on these grudge belts. We voted on in a group, and each state had them. That's why I see down here in Texas, Roy James got our Promar belt. That Promar belt is open to us, you know, because we talked about it. I talked to the Promar guy. He in Texas. I asked you about it. You said you don't care. If they blow a turbo, you want to race. Roy said he didn't care. I said, man, don't make me no difference. We trying to make action for the fans. People here racing. I didn't care. Peter said he didn't care. So all the guys around here with the big shot cars, they said they didn't care. So we let them in. Roy won it. You see, so Roy won it. The back half, Peter won it. Birdman came and got it. We let them in. But when we try to go across state, they want to fill some of these big car cars and blow cars because they feel like the turbo or the blower got the advantage. Unless you had a
29. If Birdman was slow, they'd be all over Birdman like, white on rice, man. You can believe that.
Exactly.
They'd be all over like white on rice, man. The biggest deal is, man, they done heard how fast that boy is, and he running the top guys that's down here, and they scared the motherfucker. That's basically what it is, man, because, I tell me, that car was running 460, 450, that'd be all in the right, man.
Yeah,
be all right. Well, that is the bottom deadline, man. Them guys do not want to take that loss, man, because they know right now, Texas is right now is the toughest. They don't want to stay for the hospital team when we get down there. Like I said, you got Jefferson High, you got Birdman, you got Tree Man, you got Roy James. Man, them four fools alone probably should have their damn cat down. You can believe that. And they know it. So that's what it is, man. Time is time to me, man. I don't understand. You got a backhand chassis type car. You got a 900 inch motor in your car, and you sitting on a chassis, but you scared of a turbo car. Man, you gotta be taller and fatter, man. You can believe that. Because ain't no way in the hell I have a chassis car with a 900 inch motor in it and scared to run a turbo car in the eighth of a mile. They need to go back and refigure their motors in.
You know what? Right. I tell you what, you know what we're going to do. Sharon, get Pro Stock on there because he's the one came in here talking all that shit and then he went back out there and jumped on the other side of the fence. Get him on here. We want to put him on the spot. For everybody that's on this show, was a lot of them was at Houston. They saw and heard Pro Stock talking. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Let's go to the next caller.
You know Pro Stock ain't mad, right, man?
I'm gonna open up motion mic, okay. And then I'll try to get ProStop. Daryl, your mic is open.
Oh, I must have hit the wrong button by accident. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, not much, man. It's been wild up about them guys out there, you know, running the turbo car against the blower. But, hey, man, they grudge race. These guys grudge race. They should have a place to race, whether they create a class and they're allowed to run each other or what. It should be a place for them in the grudge game to race. And that's my take on it.
Yeah, that's about my take, too, man. They're looking for sure a race, man. That's all it come down to. Yeah, they're not sure about Birdman, you know. Like Tony said, you know, Birdman, you know, he beatable. You know, he's just, you know, they just hot right now. So as long as he's holding that hot name, so it's going to be hard to find races.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's definitely beatable. It ain't like he doesn't beat back half cars and he's running away from them. He in a dog fight with you supposed to hurt your car. He was in a dog fight, you know, Peanut and them got out. I mean, you know, both they had a fellow fast and Peanut got fine, but that's all a part in grudge races. Yeah, when they ran the hide car, they was in a dog fight. It ain't like ain't nobody gapping nobody.
Birdman go A to B though. That's the ticket. He going A to B every time. Pretty much every time.
Birdman is not as fast as people think he is. There's too many rumors out there about Birdman. There's too many rumors out there about Jekyll and Hyde. And Birdman is not as fast as some of them cars that he's lined up to race down east.
I agree with Tony, because I'd have ran him twice. You know, I agree with Tony.
I mean, I agree with Tony, too, but the thing is, he go A to B. I think that's what's intimidating to a lot of people. You know what I mean?
A nicest car got to have a perfect pass against a turbo car. That's any nicest car with a turbo car that's rolling. You know, you got to have a perfect pass. You know, everything has to work right, you know, because you're not going to run the miles per hour he's running, you know.
You're right.
So you have to have a perfect pass. You got to get out of the gate. You know, everything has to work right.
Yep. That's the bottom line.
Everything don't work right. You're going to come around here on the top end, playing the film.
If you get beside Birdman, he's going to go from point A to point B every time. He has.
Yep. And that's where the victory is.
That's his advantage. People know that he can make the trip, you know. And
he's
going to
make it kind of fast, too.
But like Tony said, you know, we all have been on the East Coast, man. They got plenty of cars fast enough. And like you say, once you get out there and once they see him, you know, once you get out there, it's a totally different story.
All us people that's going down there from Texas need to forget about all the bullshit and go down there as one team.
Yeah.
Tony, you said something.
I agree on that, too, because like I told everybody else, man, we can fight in our own state, man. We look like clowns going down there, give them a show of two cars from Texas doing that. If it was a shootout, I could understand, but going down there to grudge, come on, man. Y'all, that don't even sound right to me. It's like we giving them a show, so what the hell they going to come down here for? You know what I'm saying? The whole object is to whoop their ass and make them come back down here. At least that's what I thought anyway.
Hey,
Your mic is open.
Sandy,
your mic is open.
Hey,
what's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not a lot. Matt Jones didn't get on here talking trash, or what's the deal? I was getting on here to confirm what we said earlier. We're not running to Carolina to race a Texas car. We're not doing it, so...
That's what
I'm talking about. Y'all was chicken. Y'all was scared. Whatever
Matt Jones,
he wants to do.
Matt Jones understands that. He's not getting on here tonight. He's moving his phone out of West Virginia.
All right. Well.
I got a question, Tracy. This extreme build that y'all putting together, it's going to have some kind of rules, too, because, you know, if it's going to be an extreme back half, you know, we don't, you know, I ain't looking to run no top sportsmen or nothing, you know?
And that's the deal. And I'm glad you said that, because let me say this. And we got ProStock Joe on here. And let me say this. Now, it's just my opinion. It's just what I know based on what I've seen by traveling and seeing some of them cars east. You got some cars out there that are chassis cars. Because it's older chassis cars, they'll say they're okay to run as backhands. Now, we had this problem a couple of years ago when we called our cars backhand. They turn around and want to say, no, you got a chest. So, Pro Stock Joe, you can chime in on this. A backhand car is a backhand car, but some of the top sportsman cars out there, they'll say, oh, that fit because the technology of that car is old and he fit it as a backhand. So, you know, that's another gray area that needs to be kind of worked out. Pro Stock Joe, chime in on this.
Tracy, he's on, but he's on another line, so he doesn't.
Okay, he'll come on speak. But you're right, man, because you'll go out there and they'll try to stick a chassis call on you and say, no, it's good enough for a backhand. You know?
Yeah, I want to know what's the definition of an extreme.
Extreme
backhouse.
Yeah. When it comes to extreme call, now. What they say, an extreme car, they try to say a back half is supposed to be in stock location. When it comes to extreme, it's almost like outlaw. It ain't really much rule. It's just supposed to have front rails. And which you know, they're just as well as me. Some of them cars have front frame rail and it ain't 8 inches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're saying that that's an extreme backhand. So, you know, we got to define it, and I don't think it's going to change, but we got to come to make the car that's extreme, they let some of them cars run in a backhand. You know, I don't want to get on here and start beating different people's cars up, but, you know, all them cars, my opinion, based on what I saw, all them cars are not legitimate backhand cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree.
The same thing, too. And, you know, they don't fit the rule as a all-out backhand car, my opinion. But
Tracy, so tell me this, though. So, I mean, I'm right there with Daryl. Like, so these backhands that you're saying extreme, why are they even going to be called backhands if it's kind of like just completely outlawed, you know, whatever? I mean, I kind of understand stretching the rules a little bit here and there, but, I mean, you got to have some of the basic stuff in place to just make it. Because what if you have a guy like Daryl, just say one day Daryl wake up and say, fuck, I'm going to put this turbo on my car. And he got a real backhand, but then you got somebody else that got
that's
pretty much a pro mod.
But that's what's
no, what I'm saying
straight.
Is I'm talking about the I guess the bottom line is I'm getting at is that chassis. We just need to come up with something solid on the chassis, okay? Those front frame rails has to be a certain length or a certain location. The firewall need to be in place, maybe not for fitment, you know.
Ricky, they're not going to go on that because that rule already been flexed the way it is now with these backhand cars that they got. What's actually going to make it extreme is only going to mostly be the firewall where they got a turbo or blower. Just like they do with the 29 and 28, it's that power additive, which actually makes it extreme.
Okay, I got a question. What if you got a nitrous car that's like a true backhouse, and you can run the numbers with the extreme car, but you in the like regular backhouse class? That's going to be a problem right there, too, because they're going to figure that car needs to be in the extreme class.
Oh, you said they're going to kick you out. Okay.
Yeah.
It's always going to be that gray area. The only thing, just based on what I'm hearing, how it's going, the extreme, it's going to make it extreme is the blow or the turbo. That the back half and the chassis and cars, man, if you look at them cars, they ain't nowhere, my opinion, close to being, say, a true back half. But, you know, that's what they agree up on. You know, you got a selected group of people out there. They run them in the back half and they shoot out and they all say it's okay. At one point of time, you look at the beach car. At one point of time, people were saying that wasn't a back half. You know, and then you look at it now, they ain't okay. You know how that go, man. You seen the car there. You been out there. You know
the car. Beach car really is not a back half car, you know. But, you know, they like they said, that's the East Coast back half, you know. Because you could kind of justify that he got like a Kim Smith style front end on it, you know. The way his front end is designed, you know. Versus somebody, you know, who got like stock frame rails like me, you know. But you know, that's my main concern though, you know, what you gonna call the stream and what, because it's still gonna be a problem.
Man, the main thing is gonna make it stream, man, it's gonna be that power. The charge is gonna be pretty much what it is right now, but it's that turbo or that blower.
Okay.
That's because, you know, you adapt that way. You don't like to run no turbo or don't like to run no blower, but you get guys that's been in certain cars. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. I can't overemphasize the fact. It ain't they don't like it because you got a bunch of them out there with 29 and 28, and it ain't no problem. It's just when you get up to the bigger boy stuff with the bigger tire, not, you know, with the bigger tire stuff, then it become a problem. So that's why Girls Jeep is coming up with the extreme thing to give these guys, people like Birdman and some other people that I know that's been in some blow cars and turbo cars, place to race. You know, you got these guys, you got guys that'll show up and race if they got a platform. First night Joe, you on there?
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's going on, man? We're having this big discussion about trying to go to what we're gonna come out with Girl Jeep with extreme back half and trying to give a platform to where when we speak about world grudge national or grudge races all over the world, that we don't leave these guys out. These guys need a place to race, whether they race in a extreme class against themselves or somebody with a nice car want to race them. At least we got a place for them to race. We have these shootouts, man, they can get in. You can have an all-nitro shootout. You can have all extremely gallant turbo blower car. Depending on what area you go in the country, you got guys that are racing, just like you do with the 29 and 28. You got them all over the country, and nobody cry about them. Whether they got a four twins or what, just because they got a small tie, they say, oh, it's okay. People on here, it's on you, because you come to Texas, and you try to downgrade Texas fastest Mad-Ass, and everybody heard the World Brewers National, and you went out there, you know, like a bull jumping the fence.
Make him eat that crow. Make him eat that crow, man.
Go ahead, Joe. It's your turn.
Say that to the people out here, say.
You said what now?
You was out here in Texas with the Smack Talk TV getting interviewed by DJ Madhouse, and you was downgrading Texas' baddest back half. And now people know we come to World Brothers Nationals, and the internet out here beat it dead up with that conversation about the back half issue and why the hell they doing it like this and doing it like that. And you was the biggest boy, and you went back out there, and you was like a bull. You jumped on the other side of this bed. You folks out here want to hear from you. Why should you do that?
Well, Tracy, at the end of the day, any two cars can race, and we all know that. We all subscribe to that theory. And when you hey, what's that noise? Hold on one second.
It sounds like a chicken in the back of your house.
It might be. Birdman is getting charged for being successful. That's what he's getting charged for. He running pro mod cars and taking the back tire and all kind of nonsense, and he's getting charged for that right now. That's all. That's what it was. He's getting charged.
Yeah, but you said, this is what you said at your mind first. Like, I remember this Batman you talked to. You said, if Birdman bring that motherfucker towards your way, he going to get his ass tore. Uh-oh. Now it's time to pay the piper.
And he is going to get his ass tore up. What do you think we're doing right now? We preparing to tear his ass up. Don't you understand how this shit goes? You know what? Y'all don't understand Black Racing. We do. I guarantee you that if Black Man comes over here, he will give his motherfucking ass to us. I guarantee you.
You But you know what, though? You know what, though, Coach Jones? I know you do a lot of backpedaling. I see that right now. Because I know you said that y'all had backhand down there with Puck, Birdman. You told me this in Alabama. You remember me? You were talking in Alabama? I got the video
and
right
big,
now.
And Big Stacky, he don't fuck him up. Will you take my word for it? Big Stacky, don't fuck Birdman up.
Well, look. Hey, well, look. This is what I want to know out of you. When they run, I want to see your ass right there on that front line, and I want to see you make a bet, too. You hear me?
Well, no, you're not going to see that. You ain't never seen make no bet on nobody else. Why would you see make a bet on this one?
Oh, well, hell, it's easy to talk to.
Oh, so you just said you ain't going to make no, you're not going to bet with them?
I said, being the, now, what is my motto? Being the objective reporter that I am. How can I be objective? How can I be objective if I have a favor?
When they run, don't you holler, goddamn. I won't be looking for your ass.
Hey, Close Stop Joe, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Is it safe to say that you planted the seed in everybody's head up there at Rockingham? Because you said right there at H&P at the Tommy Dawg show, Birdman don't travel. I said, what? Because I was going to edit and not even wasn't going to post that. And you said it again. I was like, oh, do I post this? You said go right ahead. So I got you there, and you said specifically that that man will not travel. I don't know what you know about Birdman. I don't know what you know about a lot of these Texas races. I know you got a lot of respect and love for Atomic Dawg, bro. But the grudge game is what it is. Grudge racing is what it is. Yeah, I'm a novice to this stuff, and I've been around it for about 3-4 years, and I'm still learning. But at the end of the day, man, you to take somebody for my example, me being a Nubian, and you got some Nubian people out there that's been following racing for a minute, and they've been following racing for a minute, but they ain't familiar with a lot of stuff like Bad Tab 2, Chassis, and all this other kind of stuff. And they hear the word grudge race, they're like, oh, man, this is really exciting. And people all up in their face, and they look like they're about to fight, but it's just real camaraderie. But at the end of the day, man, you made a really, really bold-ass statement, and I think that you may have planted the seed for those people up in Rockingham to say no.
Well, yeah, I mean, the ideal is to get people to travel around, to get people to go different places. Now it ain't no further from Texas to the East Coast as it is from East Coast to back to Texas. So I'm gonna say it both ways. But yeah, we want everybody, that's anybody. And if you ask anybody, you try to be somebody, come to the World Grand National, get on the stage, and that's going to be your platform to blow up, because everybody's going to see you for there. But at the end of the day, Birdman, the statement that I made, I stand behind him. Birdman has not been known to travel. Birdman has not faced all of the really good cars that we have out here on the East Coast. So at the end of the day, players scared.
I don't know what that is, Tracy, but you might want to get some color yourself. Players scared is a part of graduation. Players scared is a part of graduation. So if you don't understand that, then you don't know graduation. Well, hold on, Joe. Hey, Joe, this is Ricky. My question is this, though. If he ain't going to be allowed to race like everybody else, then why would he travel? You see what I'm saying? If he's going to be held out of certain classes and certain things like everybody else, then why would he be so anxious to travel? Now, if he's
Not only that, brother. Check this out. What sense would it make for that man to spend almost a $1,000 to go to Rockingham just to walk around with his hands in his pocket? He got the fastest damn car in the United States. Don't make no sense, bro.
Well, what do you guys think about? He can get. See, you guys that used to car racing. And the shootout. And a shootout is when you car race. And a shootout.
Tracy, can you hear that noise when you talk? Really? Okay. How about this? Is that okay? That's better. Maybe it was my Bluetooth.
That's what it is. But at the end of the day, class racing is different from grudge racing. You guys got it in your head that a stock suspension car
can't race a back half car, that a back half car can't race a pro mod car, that a pro mod car can't race a stock extension car. Any two cars can race. That's the way grudge racing is. So I don't know why you got it in your head that the only cars that Birdman can run when he comes over here to the East Coast are back half cars. Why do you have that in your head? Why do you have that?
Hold on, Joe, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute, Joe. This Ricky, man. I mean, you know, I'm over respecting now, but I'm just wondering, it sounds like you're contradicting yourself because you're saying that anybody can race anybody, right? So if that's the case, then why can't he have whatever belt he wants to run for? You see what I'm saying? Just because he's a turbo car. Now, yeah, Birdman, he can prove that he'll run whoever just to get a race. You see what I'm saying? And everybody know that about him. So why is it that you're contradicting the whole, you know, definition of grudge racing by saying, yeah, grudge racing, anybody can run anybody, but if he got a turbo, he can't run this guy. Come on, man.
I never said that, though. You're putting words in my mouth. I never said that he can't run this one or run that one because he has a turbo. What I said was, understand this. If there's two stock suspension guys, let's just take away from Birdman for a second. We got two stock suspension guys. And one guy says to the other guy, I'm not going to run you, at least not head up, because you have wheelie bars and your tires are bigger than mine. You have a performance advantage over me. So now, give me some justice, make it right. That is what the stiff man is all about. So, again, Birdman has a performance advantage. We all know that his car can make a lot more horsepower than any nicest car in the world. We all agree on that, right?
No.
We don't agree on that?
No.
But you
Joe, I mean, not to just be, you know, against what you're saying. It's just, that is basically just assuming that his turbo is making that type of power. We don't know how much power that man's car is making.
Well, once again, like we said earlier
in the show, if his car was making that much more power than everybody, he wouldn't go A to B every single time. So he's managing his car the way he needs to manage. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is to it. He ain't the fastest in the world. He's the best racer in the world, basically. You know what I mean? So you can't.
I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, did you hear the word that I used? I said he's getting charged for what he has. When a guy has wheelie bars on his car, he gets charged for the wheelie bars, whether he ever even goes on the wheelie bars or not. This guy might never have touched the wheelie bars, but because he has them on the car, he gets charged for it.
Pro Star Joe, you should have said that when you open up your mouth down here and said that he get his ass kicked. So you had no stipulations then,
and then he's gonna get his ass kicked.
So all that I'm saying is this: now you gonna make a stipulation now, cause you figure out this motherfucker is really bad. Now we about to put him on stipulation. See, that's bullshit because when out your mouth, you said.
Hold on. That's what I said. If we get Birdman over to the East Coast, we would fuck him up, right? That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that was what you said.
And when did I change that?
You changed it now, so now y'all talking about him not running the back half. Now you got to run the back half.
Well, no. He can run. We got a race for him to run Big Sexy. Big Sexy is a back half car.
He's giving Big Sexy the back
car. Right? Did I say? Okay, now when did I say they had to run head up? When did I say that?
Oh man, the way you was talking, man, you was talking like.
Wait a minute now. Let me ask you one more time.
Listen,
you know what happens when you assume, right? That's the object of grudge racing. Grudge racing is all trickery and about stuff. When did I say they were going to run head up?
You know, I really think you were doing. You were selling that shit. You were selling it, and we bought that shit. Now it's time to face the motherfucking fuck, man.
This guy Joe, before Birdman ever ran a trick man. I never said the word heads up.
You're a liar. You're a liar to your face if you say I used the word heads up. I did never say the word heads up. I said we got back here and we'll fuck him up. That's what I said. I never used the word heads up. You just assumed I meant heads up.
I have the video that say different. I have the video that say different, and if you want me to, I'll send it to you. In fact, what I'll do is post it on Facebook so everybody can see it.
If I use the word heads up, I get on this show and apologize to everybody in Texas. But if I don't, I want all of God to apologize to me.
You need to do that. What you need to do is when you come to your ass down in Houston, Texas, you come to the South.
Did you ever think what a spot? Did you ever say what a spot? Did you ever say what a spot?
Did I ever say
no,
heads up?
No, he
did. He never said what a spot.
Did I ever say heads up?
Hey, Tracy, but this Rick again, man. Tracy, hold on. Hold on, Byron. Joe, that's why we do that. Like, I understand grudge racing is all about, you know, is building to your favor, you know. But the thing is, if you're going to say that you're the best, then like Birdman and Matt and all of them do, they show up to be the best. They don't show up to ask for no damn favors. You see what I'm saying? And that's the only point I'm making. So everybody from Texas got to give up something when they come to show out. You see what I'm saying? And that's the only argument I have.
That's just like you telling a man, I'm going to shoot you, but give me the bullet to shoot you with.
Yeah.
God damn.
And that's your fool ass problem if you do it. That's, ain't nobody else to stop you.
Let me ask you this question. You was telling that shit because you were down in Texas and you was just talking, and I know that for a fact because you know none of them North Carolina boys were down here with you. You was just talking shit, but now it's time to face the funk. So you tell them motherfuckers up there to get their ass to the other side and be a man and get their ass up there and fight like a man, and else they're going to be a coward like your ass is.
Man, you learn this school. You learn this shit in college. We learn this shit in jail. You can't teach us how to graduate, jackass.
Stop.
I got a super
for you, man.
What's that?
Look at him. When we come down there, we come 3, 4, 5, 7 feet. You already know that. We didn't have Tony Bynes come down here. We didn't have it. Well, you come down with your camera. When is you going to bring some cars with a B-R-S, with an S behind it? When you going to bring some fucking cars down here, man? He can't, man. All he can bring is his mouth. He can't do that. Only thing he can do is plant shit in people's head, you know, create a whole bunch of discombobulation, because that's what you have done, Pro Stock. I mean, to be honest with you, your stock went down a lot, brother. Whether you like it or not, the grudge game is what it is, and Texas is a big-ass state, bro. In fact, it swallowed up about 4 or 5 of y'all states up there. But with that said, though, brother.
That's bullshit, because I'm from New York. I'm from New York, and you can stop that shit. We just as big as y'all, and we got more money. But anyway, go ahead.
If y'all had more money, y'all wouldn't have got attacked. You notice that Texas has not got attacked. Because
y'all ain't. Yeah. All right. You know what? We ain't going to go there. That's a sensitive subject. So we ain't going to talk about that. That's a little bit out of line.
We're going to go back to Pro Stock Joe. Pro Stock Joe said, out his own mouth, if we bring them back ass down up, they got some back ass will fuck us up.
I did not change that. Y'all is still getting fucked up when y'all come down here. If that man come down here, he's going to get fucked up. It don't matter how you get fucked up. Listen. Let me ask you a question. If I walk up to you and I say, Birdman, I want to fight you. Put your dukes up and let's get to it. And if I whip your ass, right, you got fucked up. Or if I don't say nothing to you, and I walk up behind you, and I say, Birdman, look over there, and I cold cock your ass while you ain't looking, then you still get fucked up.
Hey, Joe, I want to ask you a question. Tracy, you there? Tracy, I want to ask y'all a question so everybody can hear. Okay, the age-old question in this grudge game is how can we bring more action, right? Okay, the first thing Joe said, and he was right, Birdman is being charged with running good and running these pro mods and running this and that. He's being charged with that. Okay, Birdman bringing action. Okay, so then when you start having a guy like Birdman that's willing to do whatever he got to do to get a race, that's when you start having problems and you start losing action because – Birdman will run whether he got to run. But then, right, in a little while, he's going to get tired of that. And it just makes sense for him to get tired of always having to be the underdog in every single race. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to make it right, quit making this man handicap his every race. You see what I'm saying? You can't do that. It just ain't right. And so when you start doing that, Joe, and making that okay by just playing on words, you know what I mean, then you start losing action. Because you got guys, like I say all the time, Tree Man and all those people.
Listen, man. Listen, nobody told Birdman to build a turbo car. Nobody told him to build a fast turbo car. But at the end of the day, we Hold on. Let's do one at a time. Let's go A and then B. He is a fast car. No question about that. He is a fast car, but fast cars can be beat. They just have to be beat with strategy. See, a big dude, if you can't walk up to the big dude and punch him right in the mouth, you got to wait till he turns his back and hit him in the back of the goddamn head. You ever see Player Club? That big dude hit that dude in the back of the head?
I think, I mean, you're right, Joe, but the difference between y'all East Coast and down here, if you beat somebody with a hit, the difference is, I mean, you're right, you're exactly right about what you're saying, Joe. But down this way, if you beat somebody with a hit, the crowd, the fans, everybody knows you ain't done shit, man. They just be like, okay, well, he got the hit.
So when Rock Crusher, whenever that dude beat Tony Bynes, he had the Willie bars and all that shit, and he beat Tony Bynes. But didn't y'all say that Tony Bynes got his ass whooped? Y'all didn't specify that, or he was at a disadvantage. Y'all didn't say that.
But it ain't as impressive.
Wait a minute, come on now. You can't have it. It don't matter who it is. Take a drink of my liquor and talk to me. But Tony Bynes got his ass whooped, and he was at the disadvantage.
If you none of y'all say, yes.
Well, I'm just saying, none of y'all couldn't have Tony to this thing. He lied, but he really didn't get beat because he's at a disadvantage.
But hold on. But you know what, though? But, Joe, once again, I didn't say the man didn't really get beat, but I'm just saying, don't nobody really charge that up. Don't nobody give a shit about that. If you don't beat the man head up, that's the bottom line. But Tony decided to line up head up. If they raise head up, that's
bullshit. That's bullshit.
Tony got his ass kicked because Rock Crusher stumbled at the line. He stumbled at the line and still went car Tony before the finish line. By recall, right? Am I wrong? Somebody correct me.
Hold on a second.
Let me ask
Pro Stock a question.
Hey,
Pro Stock, check this out.
Hey,
everybody knows.
Let Tree Man make a statement right quick, man.
Three people will be on the 6th and the 7th.
Hey. Oh, but I know who that word just said. You know, Birdman got to, you know, do that to get some race, yada, yada. He's going to get tired of it. I mean, I wouldn't co-sign that and say that's true, because, I mean, with everybody on his line, I can't think of nobody that can tell me when Tree Man has had a hit of race in the last 10 years.
You ain't.
I've always had to give somebody something just to make a race. In the last 10 years, I haven't had a hit of race. Now, I have had hit of races. Well, I break a car, Tony Bynes break a car, somebody got to play a bunk out. I have had a hit of race, but I ain't never went down. In the last 10 years, I have never had a hit of race where I went down the track with a motherfucker. Last 10 years.
Hey, Tree Man, you got
ahead of
race down there, right?
I mean, I'm getting in the big time shootout, yeah. But I'm just saying that. Like,
you ain't got to get it on Tree Man.
I don't want everybody to do is to go down there and fuck these boys up, and it's gonna be like a tornado. They ain't gonna be up on the ground till we get through tying up shit, and then when we leave, they gonna find out whatever they got left they can salvage. That's all I want to do.
Here's the question. Now, Everybody talking about Birdman.
We always didn't know how fast he is. Now, I know for sure Roy James and we got about 3 or 4, 5 cars coming up there. I want to see what the fuck y'all going to do with them. See, so, since y'all scared to race Birdman, Roy James, Tree Man, Twins, them, they going to shock it to y'all motherfucking ass. So y'all better have a whole bunch of fucking money. And if the price is right, you send me some money and I'll send you some video. Maybe it looks heads up. You won't do much, but I'll send it to you. Just make sure you send shipping and handling on that. So Tree Man them, he's finna come get y'all ass. They can hit y'all with a big fucking tree. Watch.
Man, don't stop doing that shit, man.
Slow that shit down 1,000%. And if they give me the video, I'll flip that motherfucker and turn it the other way.
Birdman ain't the fastest man in the world, man. He just run good. And, I mean, like Tony and Daryl said earlier,
he is beatable. How come you didn't step up and say, hey, that's not right? You didn't say a damn word. If anything, Thomas Wall was the one that stepped up and said something, they supposed to stop. And you came down there, and they told you nothing but nothing. I can't hear it over there. You have teeth all over your mouth.
Man. The thing is, though, Joe, I mean, Birdman is beatable, like Daryl and Tony said, but it just, I just don't, you know, I guess down this way, we see racing different. If you want to beat somebody, it don't matter what they got. If you really want that man, then you're just going to go at him. It ain't, you know, I guess we just see it differently, which, I mean, that's fine, you know, but that's the biggest discussion,
really. Hey, man, four-star Joe, who came down here as a man, now he's starting to look like a motherfucking crow because he's doing a whole bunch of motherfucking flying right now because that man came down here. He told me down in Alabama, he said down here in Texas that we have shit that we can fuck with up there, and now the time has changed that we're sending a tornado up there, and his ass already in front of the bunker hiding already.
Man, you better watch out, Batman. You better watch out because you got to run into motherfucking Pro Stock Joe. I know he got a pair of scissors for them wings, so you may want to watch out for him, though, dude. You may want to watch out.
Man, Four-Star Joe is showing me that he a crow. I know that. He showing me that he a crow, and he eating a bunch of it right about now. So that man said it out his mouth to me. A crow. A black crow at that. Yeah, he a crow. He started showing me a crow. I got a pellet gun for that crow, too. I'm going to try to knock you off that motherfucking line.
Hey, man, now you got to be careful on Batman because him and you share the same kind of wings. He don't live in the back cage and sleep upside down. He do some other kind of shit in the nest.
I'm like Tree Man, though. Tree Man said, we all coming down there to try to make some shit happen. When are you going to bring all their cars down this way? That's the question. That is a good question right there. When are y'all going to do that?
Thank you on the line right now. I think he clicked over you on the line right now. We have another mic. Let me see what you're sharing. Somebody down there with that block number. Let's see what they want to say.
Okay. Block caller. Your mic is open. Caller with the block number. Your mic is open.
Okay, there we go.
That's somebody off the East Coast. You know what that is, man. Hang up on
them.
Hang up on their ass. They ain't mad enough to leave their number. Hang up on them.
Hey, Trey. Crazy. There's motion. Hey, how come y'all didn't step a race with Big Sexy and Birdman? The Big Sexy get away. He needs to come back and run Birdman head up. Because to me, Joe was talking about a disadvantage with the turbos, but Big Sexy got a fiberglass body car, and then is a old 2x3 car, you know?
Which is just a chassis.
We're trying to stimulate that race. We're trying to stimulate that race.
Tracy, hold on a second. Tracy, hold on, guys. Somebody's got some background noise. I hear a TV going on in the background. If you're not talking, mute your phone for us so that we can hear. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, motion. We tried to stimulate that race, but it didn't happen. So that's how it worked out with DJ Big Sexy, the back tie, and Evans turns around and Purple Rain gave Birdman the back tie. That's how it worked out. It didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to do it. The pro side here wanted Big Sexy to do it with the back tie first. He started running the next Birdman hands up, and we wanted to do it vice versa. So that didn't go the long way, made it work. Each one of them, he run the chassis car with the back tie, and Big Sexy, he give Big Sexy the back tie. So
that was a good point, Daryl, but them suckers ran away from it.
Yeah, they stripped everything to the event. You know, that's what you gotta watch, Paul.
Hey, that's the only choice we had. If we didn't do that, we weren't going to get a race over there. Nobody was going to win. We trained for a week to get a race over there. We could not get one. And fuck it, we want a race, so let's just let them have what they want. We'll make our shit faster. Fuck them.
I think, to be honest with you, all Texas racers who consider themselves
Texas races, where you are up and coming grudge racer, whatever it is, you guys should get together and build your own federation. And make the whole playing field level the whole playing field. You dig what I'm saying? You level the whole playing field. They got their rules up there. We got our rules down here. And I think our purse money should be just a little bit bigger since we got more money and a lot more oil and more our balls are bigger. So if that is the case, and I know some people up in Dallas, Northside, Texas, Drag Racing track up there, there's Tony Thorne up there, there's Batman up there, Tom Dog is up that way. It's a whole bunch of people in play up there, a whole bunch of people down here in Houston that's in play. Why don't we just build our own federation and just make the whole level field playing field level? You get what I'm saying? Because they have their own rules up there, we have our own rules. I think we should offer more money for them to come down here. You know why? It makes it even better. The world that Texas are better races and have better cars.
Let me explain that to you, DJ. Tracy,
we're having a little hard time understanding you.
Okay, well, I wanted to cut DJ off because he keeps saying rule. It ain't a rule. It's about when people bet money, how you step your race, what you're willing to give. They gonna try to play strong on their stipulation. You gotta play strong on yours.
I totally understand that, but it's the same stipulation.
Hold on. Let me educate you. Give me an ear and just hold you.
Okay.
Hold yourself.
Okay,
this is a deal. You grow up racing, and it's about money. It's about stipulation, not a rule. It's a stipulation. You heard Finney say he wanted to go. He wanted to race. He tried everything he could to get it his way. They wouldn't fall for that. They wouldn't go for it because what they've seen on the internet of his races, they scared. They didn't want to take that chance. So in order to get a race and get Finney to go, Finney had to make some agreement.
I think at this point we have to learn the game.
You gotta stand around, you gotta go, and you gotta go different places and you will see when people negotiate races.
I totally get what you're saying because it makes sense. It makes sense, but here's where it don't make sense. I hear all the explanations behind the stipulation. It's just a neat-ass word for saying there's a rule. Now, that's just me, you know what I'm saying, because we debate these things. I'm a debater. I like to debate. You understand?
You keep coming with that conversation. You come with it. That's because, like you said, you knew it. You're a newbie to the game. You don't quite understand it. You'll be stuck out of left field somewhere trying to stick to your gun and don't get nothing. In this game, you got to find a win, a give-or-take situation. He wouldn't have got a race, period, so he'd have been stuck with no race. You heard Finney saying he wouldn't have got a race.
Well, check this out, the comment, dog. I hear what you're saying, but if we had to independently – listen to this one. If we had to independently ask people in the audience what they want to see, they want to see nonstop hard-hitting racing. All right, I agree. I get that. But here's what I'm trying to say to you. If you guys got backdoor shit going on with all these stipulations and all these different kinds of whatever and stuff, you're not doing what? You're not giving back to the customer. At the end of the day, it's a circus. It's about putting on entertainment for people at a high caliber level. With that said, we count on you all as professionals to step up. That's y'all responsibility. So all the stuff that goes on in the back room somewhere and all that stupid, I hear you, I get that. And yeah, I'm new to this, and I'm okay with saying that. And if I make a mistake, I'm gonna keep on researching to try to figure it out. But I guarantee you'll get more people to agree with me if you ask that question. Ask the question.
Hey, hold on, I got it. DJ, let me give you rule number one.
Yes, sir.
People race grudge first for money. I heard you say we're not giving the fans. Every grudge racer, every man that's high, sport race car, and go out there and try to race, his first thing is when he bet, he want to try to win. At the expense of spectators come and want to see him win, want to see him race. So the spectators want to see it, but that racer's first notion is, I want to gamble, and I want to win. So that don't get it twisted, that they do not it
at
just
at all, because I think actually, I think actually you explained my answer or my question to the answer better than I did. You just did it a different kind of way. Because I guarantee you, if you ask, if you just give it a shot one day, Mr. Atomic Doll. Have a show where you have independent people who are not racers. You understand me? Because they listen to you all, too. They listening to. Some of them may be afraid to tap in because they don't know what the fuck to say. I'm just, hey, I don't, you know, if I make a mistake, I get slapped on the butt on it. Cool, I'm going to learn from it. And I'll say, I apologize, excuse me, and I'm going to try to keep on going. But again, I think you answered it better than I did. You just did it, you know, in a stipulatable way.
Well, it's just being a car owner, you know, if you'll go out there, you make tests it, and you are doing by yourself. When you got a guy talking smack at you and you want to race him, your first choice, I don't care if you ain't doing it for $200 or $300, you want that money. In essence, the crowd going to see a good race because y'all talk smack. Now y'all going to go do it. But that racing, the mentality, I want that money first.
Let me answer this question, totally away from the whole thing. Who throw better races, Dallas or Houston?
Yeah.
I'm going to a whole different direction, but I'm going to make a point. Who throw better races? Who throw better grudge races, Dallas or Houston? Don't say they're all good because they all are good. Yeah, we all know that. We all know they're good. But
I think every promoter, every show is doing a show to try to make action for the fans. And he go out and try to promote his show the best he can and try to make action. So and that's where I'm going to lead at.
Okay.
You got another caller? Oh, she's in the. Okay, I see the man. Right here. Hold on. 214.
931,
your mic is open.
Yeah, Tracy, how you doing? I'd like to ask DJ Madhouse a question.
Who is this?
I'm here, man. Go ahead.
Who is speaking to?
It's Bird with the Blue Eyes Crew out of New Orleans.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bird.
Yeah, DJ Madhouse.
Yes, sir.
You said they have rules and the fans. The fans enjoy the race out of Birdman and Tree Man?
I think they enjoy every race that Houston entertains, you know, because it's a big flashy thing. It's a whole bunch of action going on. You got people barbecuing. You got people getting together. You got a whole bunch of action going on. But here it is. Here it is. Here it is. When you got a stipulation at the back and there's nothing going on, how do people entertain themselves? The track can make more money. I know that you can say they're saying about the track is about the fans, but without the fans, the track cannot exist, and neither can you all. But with that said, check this out. If y'all got some stipulation going on in the back, and the track is not, it ain't being dragged, ain't nobody got no oil spills, nothing going on, and all we hear is the DJ playing something that ain't nobody even dancing to, there is no entertainment. So the track is not making money at the end of the day. If you got action going on, people going to be getting up running to the bathroom, people going to give up, go get food.
DJ, I don't want to cut you off, but that's another subject. But did the fans enjoy the race between...
You're looping the question.
Let him talk, DJ, when he talks, he said, you know, he heard you, but they didn't talk.
Did the fans enjoy the race between Birdman and Tree Man?
Yes, they did.
Did they have stipulation in that race?
Yes, sir, they did.
Okay, then. That should answer the question.
Yeah, all grudge races, they going to have some kind of stipulation. If it ain't nothing in the lane, certain time, heads up, 8 mile approach to you. There's always going to be something in
there. I really don't have a problem with the stipulation. But here's the thing. Now, to answer my man's question, I'm New Orleans. Because I was there, and I took the video. And I was the one saying, Birdman wins. Birdman, that was me. Now, with that said, when those guys did that big fat ass burnout, the fucking Crick place went crazy. They went crazy. Energy was in the air. I mean, people were betting money. It was like, if the game was a little bit more time, you'd see people pass out. So they were giving back to the track. They were giving back to the fans. And they were getting into the mold of a big. being a professional racer because it had all this energy going on and it was stuff going on. Even though there was stipulation behind this race, the bad time to move, we still had what? Camaraderie. We still had threads and circuses. We had all this entertainment. People were buying food and stuff like that. That's what people want to see. If you can have a race like that every all the time, consistently, man, please, they would have to shut grudge racing down because it would be out of hand.
That's why they try to lean the shootouts now. You know, that's why they try to cover more shootouts for that whole situation you're talking about.
Okay. BJ Madhouse. What it sounds like to me, is that you're kind of confusing class racing and grudge racing. At a grudge event, you can ask anybody on here who's been to a grudge event for the past 2 years. You know that you cannot make two grudge races race. So people know that no matter how much you want that race to go down, it's between those two grudge races whether or not that race actually goes down. So you may have something right and it may not even go down.
Let me ask you a question.
So there are other things. I'm not finished. So there are other things that promoters at racetracks do, you know, like Bert said. You know, you've got the shootouts now. You've got the class events that go on. That's what keeps the crowd entertained during those times when the grudge races don't go down.
Okay.
There is no way.
Okay.
I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do unless you just got this magic wand that you can guarantee that a grudge race is going to go down. You see what Finney and Birdman had to do to even get a race.
No, that's not where I'm going with this, Sharon. Here's what I'm trying to say. Check this out.
That's the way we all took it.
I understand that, but hold on for a minute. Now, if you had to pick 50 or 100 independent people to ask, what's the difference between a bracket race? What's the difference between a grudge race? What's the difference between all these different kinds of races within grudge? They can't tell you out of a ooh. You may get maybe 5%. If you're not telling the people what's going on, the people don't know. At the end of the day, I stand for the people. I speak for the people. That's what I speak for. I don't speak
people
for the race.
Come to a grudge event. If people come to a grudge event, they know they're at a grudge event.
Well,
you know the difference.
I agree with you on that,
you know,
but if you went through
you
the
know
crowd,
the
if you went
through
the
crowd,
the
difference is.
Matt, you know what the difference is?
I answered for you. You know what the difference is? The difference is on that between a class racer and a grudge racer is patience, man. Some class racers don't have the patience that grudge racers have. Grudge racers, it's like gambling, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who's gonna win at the end, but you're there to try to figure out who's gonna win or who's gonna shoot the dice, who's not gonna shoot the dice. It's like gambling, man. And the difference between
You said grudge race, and I said all these other
differences.
Hold on, check this out. Here's what I was trying to say, and I couldn't get there, but you put me there. All right, here's what I was trying to say. If a grudge racer has to take his time to pick his races or whatever it is and nothing's going on, then we need to have something going on right there. Okay, then that's half the class race. If we don't have enough class, say the class races have place. Race and get anything, you need to have junior classes up there. So a lot of kids want to come see junior classes.
That's why they're trying to have shootouts. That's what Sharon was telling you, man. That's what she was telling you, man, is that the difference on that, that's the reason why we put class in there as a filler, because we know grudge racers, they're going to hang around, they're going to talk about it, they're going to look at each other's cars, they're going to smack talk. This is all a part of grudge, man. And that's why I tell you, it's patience. And a lot of grudge racers, they have patience. So they know if they go to the track, they know 9 times out of 10, it might go down and it might not go down. But that's the chance the grudge racers take. The difference between class races, they know they're coming in as a group of cars going to race, they're going to race whatever the stipulation is. And that's the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer, man.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you guys educated me because I learned stuff like that.
Troy, your mic is open. Troy, your mic is open. Okay. Elvis, or whoever is on Elvis's phone, your mic is open.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, let me put this question out there, and I'm gonna let Batman answer this. What makes a good grudge race? What makes a good grudge race?
I can answer that for you.
Who did he ask?
Batman.
I can answer
that for you. What makes a good grudge race? When two guys getting up there, they got an understanding about the win, the loss, the light. They know if you get it, if they get it, you begin the second light, your money's on. They understand you cross the line, you lose, you know. That makes a good grudge race, and especially when you're going down there head to head. Nobody really don't know, and it's looking like you don't know who's going to win. But all of a sudden, that light come on. That makes a good grudge race. And on top of that, when the guy coming back around, nobody get pissed off. Nobody talk, you know, nobody get pissed off and be a good racer. We're going to be a good loser or a good, you know, good winner. That's what makes a good grudge race.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to hear was the shit talking. That's part of the grudge race. That's what makes the excitement.
Oh yeah. You're right. And the part of it is shit talking because, like you said, man, it's been many times I come down to Houston and man, I can talk shit, man. A crowd of people come around in a minute because they like to hear the shit talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I came up. He's a shit talker. You know, I'm a shit talker.
Batman. They be putting you in the corner. They be trying to put you in the corner.
But if you notice something, every time I get them right off of me. But that's what makes this part of the world. It's shit talking.
I did see you get into a heated grudge spat with Javier. And you kind of sort of put him in his place and everything, but I'm saying that to say to him, when you come to Houston, Texas, they put you in the spot. They put you on the spot. Some of them come to you. A lot of them do come to you, though, Batman.
But you know one thing about it though. You know the reason why they come to me. But they know they're gonna get a conversation out of me. That's for sure.
I think it's more so because they say you can't back up your shit talking.
No, I don't believe that, because one thing about it, let me tell you this, Matt. Let me tell you this. Do you know, I can tell you this, me and Tori, we were the first guys to start going down to Houston racing, and that's how a lot of this shit got started, man. When we first took them cars down there, we were the only guys that went down there and did some grudge races in Houston. Me, Alex, and all of us, we started doing a lot of this shit years ago, man. This before you even came. And that's how a lot of this shit got started, man. And that's what I'm trying to say.
You may want to be careful getting into that because there's a whole bunch of people on the line right now that you don't know about. That's connected with Alley Cat, and they may say, that's sort of kind of truth, but here's the truth. So, I mean, just be careful.
No, I guarantee you this.
Batman, DJ Madhouse, hold on a second. Hot Shot, Troy, your mics are open.
Batman, what's going on, this Troy?
What up, man?
I said somebody down here in Houston looking for you.
They looking for me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, Cavalcade Boys just gave me a call, man. They got an all-steel truck they want to get action with.
Tell them
to call you.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, you know what, man, Troy? You know I keep my word. You know I do. I told you, if you turn it out, I'll run.
Yeah, hey, that do with me. I'm talking about the Cavalcade Boys. They want to look at you. They want to talk to you about it, and we'll try to make it fine or get something locked in so they can come down that Saturday.
Well, let me tell you something. Honestly, I'm not going to be ready Saturday.
Yeah, I see you having a problem on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I had little problems on Sunday. So I'm right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm messing with my car at the same time. So I'm not. I don't know if I'm gonna be ready, Saturday, because honestly, I'm really trying to get ready for Rockingham. That's what I'm trying to do. So
okay.
I mean, they might have to catch me when I get back, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got
but
my
you
number.
Know,
give
I
me a call.
Guys, you know those guys personally, and they'll bring that shit to you, Batman. Now you better be. You want to be careful now, because they're on the phone. Believe it or not.
Hey, man.
And
hey, listen. One thing.
Hey.
Hold on.
Okay.
Ask Sean.
Let me get it, Batman. Let me get it real quick. If they want to race Batman, I like Batman. He's all right with me. He will race you. So therefore, if they own the mic, they need to step up and don't be co-signing for nobody. Let them talk, cause he will race.
Hey, if you want me to,
he's a man of his word.
I can get him on the phone right quick if you want me to.
Hold on a second. Is that DJ Madhouse
who's
gonna get somebody on the phone?
Cause
I've got somebody
once
that wants to say something to DJ Madhouse.
Oh, you go right ahead then. I'll hold on.
Okay, he's gonna have a little bit of background noise because he's driving. Hot shot. Your mic's open.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, DJ Madhouse. Yeah, I'm here. DJ Madhouse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
DJ Madhouse. Yeah, I think you should say the video and leave the girls ready to us. Because you out of place, brother.
I may be.
Just say to record your video and leave the grudge right to everybody else. But you out of place. Because one thing about it, I don't know who you is. You just popped up on the scene. I was on a little trip, but now I'm back. You want to see grudge racing? Buy you a car. Only thing I can tell you, I'm back, and everybody in there and everywhere else going to know who I am real soon. And as far as Dallas, I'm coming to Dallas, I'm raping Dallas, everybody in Dallas. I'm struggling with Tony Thorn. And in Houston, Butler, you my first one. Anybody else? Anybody? And that's all I want to let everybody know. I'm back, and I'm really being business. You call me the associate, I ain't got not one friend. So, ain't no such thing as I don't give a damn what you got, what you back have, bro, my bicycle, tricycle. I'm coming to get your ass. And Batman, you need to get rid of that Mustang, because it's black, and my car is black, and you got a slow thing. So if you want to prove me wrong, you line that bitch up, too. Bye.
Well, you know, one thing,
one thing I can say is this,
whoever you are, you still got a trust card. Whoever you are, you got a ghost car to me because I ain't seen your car. I don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So right now, you still got a ghost car to me. So I don't race ghost car. Show me something, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, now let me respond. I got a car. It ain't a race car. It ain't no official race. We race on, you know, Friday nights when I get the opportunity. But I would never stick it out there and race consistently like you guys do. So my hat's off to you all, and I will die out on that one and say, no, I ain't no racer. But let me respond to this here. Let me say this to you. You may not be a big person in grudge, but you're somebody, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to let me say this here. With the videos that I do and the way I do it,
I'm telling you to get off the damn radio with that
good. I don't believe you. I'm going to say it again. The way I do my videos, and if I get some camera on you, I'm going to make your ass famous. I'm going to make all y'all famous if you give me some time. So with this thing about me staying in my place, I think I'm in the right place because without me, it's going to be really hard for anybody to know who you are.
But
DJ, he ain't trying to say that, man. He trying to say basically you say videography and quit trying to step on us as in grudge racers. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this 15, 20 years.
Not at all, brother. I'll bow down and say this 50 years.
Ain't nobody trying to tell you to bow down. But you're trying to change the way this shit been going for 20 fucking years.
No. I just got my own formulated opinions when I listen to other people. But with that said, I'm going to go a little bit further and say this here. I'm going to say it again.
because I'm smart enough, I'm savvy enough, I'm professional enough, and I got all the motherfucking tools. I'm in a big-ass candy store with what I do. And I ain't turned it up yet. I only gave y'all a little bit because I ain't seen shit yet. Y'all show me some shit, I'm going to show you some
shit.
Well,
take your motherfucking ass out of town then. Get your ass on I-10 like we do. Get your ass on I-10 like we do and go see some shit.
Well, hold on for a minute. Check this out.
Because I don't sit here and bitch about grudge racing dead around. You know what I do? I hook up my truck and I fall.
So I figure I'm going to be in a position to be able to travel.
Mr. Boyd, your mic is open.
I'm going to be in a position to be able to travel a little bit. Right now, I wasn't able to travel. But I'm going to get around, man. All I got to do is just work it out with the people who I work with personally. That's H&P. You know, I'm dedicated to them. I'm loyal to them. Whatever they say, do I do it. I don't ask no questions, and that's what it is. That's how I get paid. But with that said, my brother, without me, well, nobody know who you are. And I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make you famous.
I don't say, hey, you know what Mark always told me? I don't need to be famous. I need to get in these fools' pockets. I'm famous enough for my job.
If you put your car on the line, one moment. Butler boy, your mic is open. Where's the high cap at? Because his name is Shoeway, ain't High Shot. We think he'll get it. All I know him by is High Cap. I don't know no motherfucking High Shot. High Shot ain't been faster than a goddamn 490 long as I know him. You tell him I'm going to bust his ass whenever he get ready, and I hope it's real, real soon.
I shall respond to the man.
Yeah, hello?
What?
You talking to me? Y'all hear me?
I'm right here in Houston. I'm waiting on you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I said I'm right here in Houston, waiting on you.
And it's locked in, brother. Soon as it come off them projects, you my first one.
Well, God damn it, hell yeah.
I ain't asking for a damn thing. I'll come to
the
radio.
Me neither. I'm ready.
I'm going to be ready.
You got enough to give what you got, so I ain't worried about calling your pocket. But I'm telling you right now, I'm waiting on you.
You say I'm a high cap, I ain't no high cap.
Oh yeah, you a high cap, brother. Like I say, brother, gonna be waiting on you, brother. When I bust your ass, I'ma feed you some barbecue, and we're gonna turn around and do a little talk.
I don't know if I'm gonna have no watermelon.
If I have a watermelon, I might just stick it up Tony Thornton's ass.
Hey, that bitch did come off the town, though. Sitting in the car, so you all know.
like I just said, get that motherfucker yours down in Houston, and the first pass, I'm going to quit on your ass.
Listen, man, I told you, I'm not going to get up there with something that you don't even know if you're going to straight or not. Listen, man,
it's
I'm not going to get up there with something that you don't even know if you're going to go straight or not, man. You're not going to give me
let me worry about that.
On the foot.
Let me worry about that. I wrecked many of these motherfuckers. That won't be the first one I wrecked. Let me worry about that part.
You might have wrecked. You might have wrecked them, but you ain't going to fuck me off in the process. You can believe that.
Don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it. You're going to be so far behind, you won't even be able to know it.
Well, what's that about it? I'm going to sit back and let you see you go down the track for it.
Man, I've been every week I get on this show, I hear your mouth, and you be talking about nothing. All damn time about what you done, what you going to do. Man, fuck all that shit. Y'all going to race or what? This grudge race. Everybody going ain't built the same. Y'all motherfuckers need y'all get raped.
Hey, aren't you a spectator? Listen, aren't you a spectator right now?
Hell, I'm not in no space.
There
ain't nothing in no space.
Are you racing right now?
Hell, yeah.
You said that's your car not ready. You ain't racing.
I raised my truck, I raised my bicycle, and I raised on feet. Now, which one you want?
You know what? I take on feet. Now, how do you want to run for on feet?
We can race for whatever on feet.
Batman, final comment.
Hey, whoever that guy is, come out. You want to race me on foot? Hey, man, I'll run you for $1,000. I promise you, I'll make you throw up everything that you need today. Let me know when you want to do something for real, for real.
Tracy's on you.
Hey, you show guys, man, a lot of information out there. All in all, man, it's about growing racing. Look like everybody's ganging and getting ready, man, and getting geared up to make the Hall of Rock and Ham. I want to wish every racer, man, a success. Hey, man, be safe as you make the trip, man. Hey, when we get back home, man, we're going to keep doing what we do, try to support each other and try to make racing happen here in Texas. Hey, I just want to say keep it grudge, man. July 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina. Texas is coming. Texas is coming. Till then, we see y'all next week. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good time, good time, good time.